We now have with us U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, and I have the rare opportunity to be speaking to him in person. We normally conduct this interview by phone, but what a pleasure that is. And, of course, just heard the tail end of what you had to say here at the Agriculture Summit right here in Manhattan, Kansas. And I know that one thing that kind of stood out is, you know, keep where we what we have that's working. I mean, that's kind of what your goal sounds like it is right now, Pat, and maybe some of the other things that you tried to share today with this group.
Well, Kathy, thank you very much for the interview. It's always just great to see you. It has been a long time, but it's a real pleasure. We had quite a group here. We had a whole room full, and they were there. I think they are really saying the same thing to me that we found all over the country. We've had a lot of ag hearings, Montana, Alabama, Michigan, Kansas, you know, other places as well. And the one big thing they're worried about is crop insurance, but the other big thing is they would just as soon have a farm bill sooner than later, and it should emphasize predictability and stability. We're going through a rough patch. Everybody's going through a rough patch. Livestock, grains, almost everybody within the farm program. So with the debt situation getting to where it is, we need to pass farm bill sooner than later. Now, I can't tell you for sure whether we're going to do that still this session. This session is running out of days and legislative days where we can do it. But if we can get that done in the Ag Committee, and the Ag Committee is the least partisan committee in the Congress, we focus on our work because of the people that we serve and we represent. So I guess my message would be, yeah, we're hard at work. We have three more hearings in the Ag Committee. We have 11 titles on the farm bill, for goodness sakes. So we're done with eight. We've got three more. We've got some nominations to do, some trade work to do. I have some concerns about the medicine policy on trade, but they want a farm bill sooner than later.
And you did mention some of your problems with trade during your address to these folks today. You're talking about 34 different policy objectives. I mean, it's complicated.
Well, the White House Council on Trade came up to the Finance Committee. I serve on the Finance Committee and as well as Ag, and listed 34 policy objectives they would like to see in every trade bill. Well, every trade bill I've been associated with, it's been oversold and it's been overcriticized, but there's a sweet spot. That sweet spot does not contain 34 different mandates from the United States of America, or we're not going to have a trade bill. I think there are some signs, really some very good signs. We have a much better relationship with China, at least in regards to trade, opening up the beef opportunity there. It's slow, but boy, once it gets going, that would just really be a lifesaver. I'd like to see some progress with dairy with China as well. The president talked about South Korea. He talked about Japan. I said those are two real tough issues, but yeah, we ought to do that. And I did recommend the Pacific Rim countries. I did not say TPP because that sets him off. But he was very positive about that. But if we're insisting on some things in the NAFTA talks that just aren't going to happen, they have to understand that I know that they want to sell things that we make, but we also have to sell things that we grow.
Now, I know you've been around just a few years, I would say, and you've seen a lot in your time. And as you mentioned, things are tough right now. I don't know, comparatively speaking, how things are right now compared to other times that you've dealt with some of these subjects.
Well, in the 1980s, we had a real crisis. Now we know where we are with regards to farm income. We've seen a lot of reduction in farm income. And then we also know the credit situation is tightening. But I think our community banks are in a much stronger position then. And I hope if we do the right things, we can get out of this cycle. Agriculture is a very cyclical business. Every farmer knows that. So I think every farmer is doing what they have to do and tightening up their operation to see if we can get past this. And if we can get a very aggressive trade policy, I think we can turn this thing around.
I appreciate you mentioning the 80s. As a very young reporter, I did a series in my hometown, Atchison, at the time on the farm crisis, and things were tough back then. So you don't see anything like that perhaps happening again. There's more safeguards?
Oh, I think there's a lot more safeguards. I think a lot more people are aware of it and get out in front of it and recommend the policy changes that we need. I think we have them behind us. You know, this whole effort is based on how can we sustain economic growth. So they're having all sorts of different sections here with very good people to give us, you know, the best advice and counsel we could get. So I'm not a doom and gloom guy. We just heard from the folks that were down in Southwest Kansas. I visited with them twice now. And they are so optimistic, even after that horrible situation with the Prairie Fire. Their testimony pretty well sums up our state motto, to the stars through difficulty.
There was quite a bit of emotion, though, as some of them were making presentations. I know I've got to share you today a little bit. We usually go 10 minutes, just a few more minutes of your time. Any other highlights from the capital city we need to let people know about? Obviously, it's a big time for Fort Riley with their big 100th, and just anything else you're wanting to talk about today, Pat?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Kathy. I was just out there yesterday where we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Big Red One. But we did it in a special way. There was an invitation for all Vietnam veterans, and they showed up. And the commanding general there just made a magnificent statement. I sat next to General Sullivan, who used to be a great general there and went on to get 4 stars and, lead the Army. And so it was a special time for me. And they were joined by current members of the Big Red One, current servicemen in the Army. And it was very patriotic. It was emotional. They were marching together, flags on either side. I'll tell you something about Fort Riley. It is home to so many people who have served there. And so it was a great day for Fort Riley. It was a great day for the Vietnam veterans. And it sure as heck was a great day for me.
Any thoughts? I mean, I know we continue to worry a bit about BRAC and sequestration, those kind of things, although it sounds like we're going to have a little bit of an uptick overseas with some of our troops. But any concerns that way at all? I know you were very involved when they had that last talk right here. Well, it was in Junction City, but in this area.
I don't think there's any need to be overly worried in the near future, but we always have to keep that in the back of our mind with regards to a BRAC. To our national defense locations all throughout the state, which are absolutely vital, by the way, to our national security policy, as well to the Kansas economy, but that's secondary. I don't think that's going to happen. We have to adhere to a budget. Haven't got one yet. We may have to go through another continuing resolution. I don't like doing that, but if that's what it is, well, that's what it is. We have a 20.4 trillion dollar national debt. That's 20 with 12 zeros after it. That's incredible. So we all know about the belt tightening that has to go on, but we want it to in a uniform way so it doesn't single anybody out. Right now we have to provide more money for our national defense. We have a situation, Army, Navy, Air Force, more especially Marine Corps. We got a lot of equipment that's not working well, so I'm very hopeful that we will stand up to that responsibility.
Again, our thanks to U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, of course, speaking with him right here in Manhattan at the Agriculture Summit.